This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome into ABQ Connect. I have Jennifer Wild. She is the president and founder of One God, One Day, One Africa, and she's about to put together a celebration in May of next year that she believes will transform the whole country of Africa. This will be the largest gospel campaign in the history of the country. Jennifer Wild, welcome to ABQ Connect.
Hello, how are you? And thank you so much for having us on. I appreciate it, and God bless you.
Well, you have got an amazing task in front of you. But before we start talking about One Day, One God, One Africa, we want our listeners to know a little bit about Jennifer Wild. Jennifer, I had a chance to review your book, which came out in 2010. It's called Life in the Hollywood Fast Lane to the Untouchables of India. And there's a subtitle, Chasing Fame and Finding God. Why did you decide to write a book about your life, Jennifer?
Well, it's a funny thing about that. I think it was definitely led by God, because when I wrote that book, that was actually before I was called onto the mission field. I was a Christian, and I'd had such a crazy life and in Hollywood and had completely surrendered my life to God, but it was before all the major things that God's done in my life. And I went and wrote a book, and it's about, gosh, a long book, about 1,000 pages. And I ended up just putting it away and never looking at it. Mm. And years later, after God had called us to be missionaries for about 10 years in Mexico, we had come back to California, where I was from, and I was saying, God, now what do you want me to do? Life events, what do you have for me now? And out of the blue, right after that, I got a call from Charisma Magazine, the publisher, saying, do you by any chance have a book or know of anyone who might have a book? We're looking for new material for Charisma. And I'm like, wow.
Here it is.
Actually, I do. I said, I wrote it years ago, and it really needs to be updated. And because God's done so much in the last 10 years since I wrote this. And they said, why don't you send us, rewrite, 80 pages, so send it off to us and see what we think. And I said, okay. So I did that, and one thing that led to another, and that was it.
Jennifer, let our listeners know a little bit about you. Your background is you came from a very affluent family and got involved in acting, and you're pretty descriptive about all the things that you got involved with in the Hollywood lifestyle.
Yep. I was, the worst of the worst. I like to say I was kind of like Paul. I've been through a lot. I was against God, really. I was raised, my mother was Jewish, so I came from a Jewish family. I was born Jewish, but she was an atheist Jew. I had never set foot in a church or a synagogue. She didn't believe in God, so I didn't really know anything about God or Jesus or anything. And I was a wild child. And I came from an affluent family. She was a huge real estate developer, and she was the biggest woman real estate developer at that time in the world, actually, well, in the States. Mm-hmm. And she was busy, busy, busy. So I was kind of on my own. And I ran wild, and I ended up going up to Hollywood and getting into the whole scene, moving to New York and Paris and LA. Ended up, I was modeling in New York and Paris, ended up as an actress in LA, and then I started producing. I had been in LA a long time. I was about to do my first feature film. Had it all ready and going, and had financing and everything, with big producers. I was hanging out with the biggest producers and movie stars in the world and had all the money in the world, all the fame, all the power. I had everything that the world has to offer, and I was miserable. I just didn't know God, and I actually, you know, tried to commit suicide around that time in my early 20s, and what happened was one day I was at a big Hollywood party where everybody was, and everyone was doing all the drugs and all the sex and all the rock and rolls, just like they say. It was just crazy. My best friend was married to the biggest actor of that time, who won the Golden Globe award that year. And he was actually a heroin addict. I mean, this is how it was back then. Everybody, you know, it was Sodom and Gomorrah, really. And it's probably worse today in Hollywood, I would imagine. But I was leaving this party, and he, I'll never forget it, he came out on the front porch, her husband, this movie star, and said, "Hey, Jennifer, here, maybe this will do you some good." He was from New York. He had a New York accent, and he threw a little booklet at me, and I picked it up and said, you know, he was being sarcastic, and I sarcastically back to him and said, you know, "Very funny, Ray," and picked it up and put it in my pocket and went home. Next morning, I got up, and I pulled on my jeans, found this booklet in my pocket. I'll never forget. It's called "The Two of Me, The Struggle with Sin." It was written by David Wilkerson. I thought, sin, you know, I was all hungover, the whole thing, and I was 25 years old at that time. And I thought, sin, I don't know what it is really, but I knew I had it. It was the strangest thing. I knew I was full of sin, but I didn't know what it was. Mm-hmm. So I started reading this book and this little booklet. It was like a tract. And, you know, it just talked about heaven and hell and Jesus and God. And it talked about sin and how everybody has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, every single person. And it wasn't about religion. It had nothing to do with religion. It was about a relationship with Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for all the bad things, all the sin that we had ever done. Mm. And it said, all you have to do, there is a heaven and there is a hell, and your soul is going to live eternally somewhere, and it's either heaven or hell, and it's your choice. And I thought, wow, I have a choice. And it talked about heaven and hell. And hearing about hell scared me to death.
Right.
I did not want to go to hell, no matter what. There was no way. And it said, all you have to do is believe. All you have to do is believe that Jesus, God, came down in the form of his son, Jesus Christ, who is God. And God is God. He can do everything. He made the universe. Mm-hmm. He came down in the form of a man, Jesus. He died on the cross for the sins of the world, mine included, once and for all. And all I had to do was believe that and be sorry for my sins, repent, be sorry, which I said, okay, well, yeah, I'm sorry for all the bad things I've ever done. Why shouldn't I be? And, you know, I don't want to do bad things. And he said, and it said, all you have to do is say this little prayer. Dear Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. I'm sorry for my sins. And I give my life to you. Thank you for dying on that cross. And I said that little prayer right there all by myself in my room. And
amazing story.
God changed me.
That's great. Jennifer Wild on the phone with us. She has quite a resume. We'll be spending most of the afternoon with her, so stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. Join me in doing what is right, and let's be thankful to God our Father through his Son, Jesus Christ. Happy Thanksgiving from all of us here at Southern Boulevard Automotive.
Hey, Boudicke, Buck Buckner, owner of Car Spa here. I've had a job since maybe 11 years old. Broke was not in my vocabulary. Through work opportunities, I learned things like responsibility, discipline, go-get, setting goals, savings, teamwork, integrity, competitiveness, commitment, and self-worth. Recent car spa expansions requires that we hire more people across the ranks of associates, supervisors, and managers. We need to build more teams to meet the demand of our business. We have hourly and salary positions with benefits, with experience in performing. We are looking for the right people and energy for both full service and part-time to be a part of our team. We have an immediate and greatest need at our newest Westside Coors location, but are hiring at all sites. Drop by early morning, Sunday through Wednesday, fill out an app, and interview a manager, and join the team.
Gonset Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury. Don't ignore the pain and discomfort any longer. Schedule a consultation today at gonstead-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
Ladies of Calvary, get ready for the annual Winter Gala and Lovely Market. Join Sheology Women's Ministry for Feliz Navidad with inspiring speaker, author, and mentor Debbie Alsdorf on Tuesday, December 3rd. The Lovely Market will be open at 3 p.m., so come early and take care of your Christmas shopping. Tickets must be purchased in advance and are available online at calvarynm.church. Come with expectant hearts for a fun-filled evening. We look forward to celebrating the season of Jesus' birth with you.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome back into ABQ Connect from the Power Forge Studios, Faith Family Forge. Jennifer Wilde, she has quite a resume. She's been an actor, a producer, a model. She's now a minister and an evangelist, and she is the president and founder of One God, One Day, One Africa. She's putting on a celebration that will happen May 28th through the 31st, and she believes that the power of God is about to transform the country of Africa. Jennifer, this is a vision that I read you had 36 years ago.
Yep, that's right.
Well, tell us about it and what's happening.
Well, what happened at the time was when I said that little prayer and the Holy Spirit came into my heart that day when I was 25 years old, God started changing me immediately. And I had a friend in Hollywood who asked me to go to church forever, and I would always just laugh in his face at him and say, yeah, no, church isn't for me. You go. Have fun. And once I got saved, the next time he asked me to go, I said, yeah, I'll go with you to church. And he said, what? And I said, yeah, I'll go. He's like, why? You never would before. And I said, well, because Ray gave me this little book, and it talked about God and Jesus and sin and heaven and hell, and it had a little prayer in it, and I said that little prayer. Well, he started jumping up and down and crying and hugging me, and I was like, wow, get a grip, buddy, you know?
It sounds like he loved you. Sounds like he really loved you is what it sounds like.
Yes, he did. We're still friends to this day. Best friends for 40 years later, whatever it is.
Well, tell us about this vision.
Well, God, when right after that, a few months after I got saved, I had a vision, and it was so real, and it was, God just showed me people as far as the eye could see, people, a sea of people. And it didn't say who they were, where they were, when this would be, but it said all people, multi-millions, he said, will be getting saved simultaneously. Well, back then, there was no internet. There was no cell phones. There was nothing. We had, you know, there was no way that this vision could happen. But I believed God because it was God. And I hid this vision in my heart and just started praying about it. And God took me on a long journey, you know, doing everything from going into the storehouse and stocking food and starting the Jesus truck, passing out food in motels, food and clothes, and praying with people, to going to Mexico, to calling us to be missionaries, to doing a movie ministry, a jail ministry. I had the worst of the worst people in Mexico that I would go, and guys, men, that I would preach to, cell to cell to cell, every day for like 5 years in Mexico. And anyway, he called me to be an evangelist, and we ended up going to India and South America and all over. And you know, it started getting more and more real. And I was still praying about this vision. And then a few years ago, God said, now is the time. And that's obviously, we had internet and we had cell phones. We had, you know, technology to do something. He said, now is the time. But I didn't know anything where he wanted or who. And I prayed about it. And anyway, he consolidated the vision to Africa, the continent, the entire continent. There are 54 countries in Africa, 54 separate countries on the continent. Nothing like this has ever been done. People have done countries before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, countries have been fully done with TV, radio, and live stream. But this is the entire continent, 54 countries simultaneously, which was monumental. It's you know, mind-boggling, truly.
So, Jennifer, as you're explaining this and our listeners are hearing it, how can they help? How can we help?
Well, there's many, many ways to help. From adopting a country, most of the countries, 54 countries, we can't get into all of them, but the ones we can't get in, we still have a handful left of countries that need to be adopted. And that means that a church or a ministry or an evangelist or a pastor or someone will adopt a country and then go over there and have a live miracle festival in that country in May of 2020, the last weekend, and preach the gospel, and it'll be on radio and TV and go to that entire country for the 3 to 5 days that they do it. They can do everything from that. That's the biggest way to get involved. And then we have prayer is the most important thing, as God has shown me over the years. You know, you can be the biggest evangelist in the world. You can be doing the biggest things in the world, the biggest producer of it, whatever. It doesn't matter. But I think God is truly going to have a special, special place in heaven for the little old lady in her prayer closet,
right,
or the little man, or the man, or the boy, or the girl who prays for souls to be saved. So that's the most important thing as far as I'm concerned personally. Of course, funding, it's a monumental project. We need more, you know, God has supplied enough that we can get it done on a shoestring budget, but we need more and more money for, you know, it costs money for, oh boy, it's endless, as you can imagine. And so there's so many ways. You can go to our website. The main thing to do is go to our website, which is G is in God, D is in day, A is in Africa. So GDA.org.
And people can find out about the vision and everything going on with the program.
Absolutely. Find everything out. And all our partners, everyone from Heidi Baker to CFAN, Christ for All Nations, Reinhard Bonnke, what I was going to tell you is our CEO is actually Reinhard Bonnke's ex-CEO. He worked in Africa with Reinhard for years, many, many, many years in Africa and Europe. And he is now, God gave him to us to do one GDA. I don't think anyone else in the world could pull this off. His name is Siegfried Tomaszewski, and he is such a man of God, an anointed man of God, and he has the wherewithal, the people, he knows how to get something like this done. And we've been working on it now for a few years. It's going to get done.
Jennifer, you've got an amazing amount of energy you're conveying to us on the phone. I'm excited about the project. I'm excited more to hear about your life. You're going to be with us a few more segments on ABQ Connect, so we'll ask everybody to stay with us. More with Jennifer right after these messages.
We have so much to be thankful for in our great nation. We at Right to Life Committee of New Mexico want to wish you and your family a very happy Thanksgiving as we celebrate life.
Hey, I need to get in shape. I'm tired of the way I feel.
Then Designer Body's world-class gym is for you. They are family-owned and operated, and their passion is to lead by example while empowering you to achieve your absolute personal best. The professionals at Designer Body's world-class gym offer gym memberships, personal training, and nutrition management in an atmosphere of fitness, faith, and fellowship. For more information, call 899-1700. That's 899-1700. Or visit us at our website, www.designerbodies.com.
Thanksgiving is a time to reflect on what you have in your life to be thankful for. We here at Water Extraction Experts want you to know that we are thankful for you, our customers, and KNKT listeners. Happy Thanksgiving.
Here's Joy Junction CEO, Elma Reynolds.
Joy Junction has been serving homeless men, women, and children for 33 years now. And it's a dream come true for our late founder, Jeremy Reynolds, to have our new additional rooms and a separate space for single men and single women. But we need your help. Your generous donation means hope to somebody, and we are here to be that hope.
For more information, go to joyjunction.org. Be that hope. Go to joyjunction.org. Do you have an old clunker sitting there collecting dust, rust, and weeds? Donate it to Joy Junction. We would be glad to take it off your hands. Doesn't matter what condition, running not required. We'll take it. Just contact us. We'll take care of the rest, even towing. Just call 505-217-9586. Your vehicle donation will help us provide housing for Albuquerque's homeless families. Joy Junction, bringing hope to the homeless. Won't you help?
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome back into ABQ Connect. Jennifer Wild, the founder and president of One God, One Day, One Africa, is on the phone with us this afternoon on ABQ Connect, and she is a young lady with amazing energy. I'm feeling it, Jennifer, as you're talking to me this afternoon. And as you talked about your testimony in our first segment and how you came to faith, and it sounds like the actor that shared with you this pamphlet that you read wasn't really intending for you to give your life to Christ when he threw it at you.
Far from it.
Well, and you said kind of tongue in cheek, he was kind of almost putting you down by throwing that at you, and God used that as a tool to bring you to him.
Yes, he did. God can use, yes, he absolutely did. And you know, tracts, when I first became saved, that was my big thing, was passing out tracts. I would pass out thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of tracts, because I got saved from a tract. They work. They actually work.
Yes.
So, you know, that was how I started my ministry, was passing out tracts.
You know, a lot of people, we talk about the Word of God, and I'm going to use a word that most probably Christians wouldn't use, but I want to use it because I think the world understands it. The Word is magic. You know, we know the Holy Spirit makes the Word living and active and sharper than any
Amen.
Two-edged sword, as Hebrews says. And when we share
yes.
the Word in written form or, you know, personally, verbally, with every kind of media, and with your background, you're going to be using every platform of media probably known this coming May when you have One Day, One Africa celebration, One God, One Day, One Africa celebration. You're going to be using it all. And people don't realize the power that the Word has.
Well, you know, God, that's what I say it all the time. The Word, I pray it every day, the Word will not return void. Mm. God, His Word will not return void. So no matter what you say, you know, if you know the Word of God, the Bible, if you know God's Word, it doesn't have to be verse by verse or word by word. If you get out what God is saying, there's many different translations, but they all say the same thing. God says the same thing in his word. I grew up in Calvary, actually. So we have a close bond there. I did grow up with, when I first got saved, I was in Hollywood, but then I ended up moving back to Newport Beach where I was from and went under Chuck Smith.
Yeah, so, which Chuck has an amazing legacy. Our pastor, Skip Heitzig of Calvary Albuquerque, is actually, was a person that Chuck discipled and ministered to. And Skip came out to Albuquerque and planted Calvary Albuquerque, which is one of the largest churches now in the country. And it's,
there you go.
It's an amazing place. And I know you'd love for Calvary to be involved in One God, One Day,
Absolutely.
One Africa. Well, and not
I
just.
I would love for Calvary. Can you please talk to Skip and see if he wants to adopt the country and come over and preach those days in May?
Jennifer, what I can promise you.
That would be.
I can promise you, Skip. Skip and Levi Lusco, of course, is a Calvary pastor up in Montana. And Chip Lusco, his dad, of course, runs our radio station and several others around the country. So I can tell you right now, everybody's going to be hearing this interview and talking about it. And just like you said before, you're getting the word out. Jennifer, I don't know about your family history. You've told us a little bit about your mom, and she was an atheist and didn't really have a spiritual background. Just knowing you for the 15, 20 minutes we've been on the phone, I can see that you don't do anything halfway. What has been your family's reaction to your commitment to Christ?
Well, that's interesting. You know, when I first saved, all I wanted to do was talk about God. Well, it's still the same way, but, you know, in the beginning, I was over the top. All I talked about was Jesus. So my mother actually was, you know, she was a wild person too. I would go and preach to her every single day. I'd see her. All I would do was talk about the Word of God. All I would do was talk about Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I was obsessed. And, you know, she would laugh and say, oh, you know, Jennifer, that's wonderful. I'm glad you found him. But I don't believe. I'm sorry. I don't believe. You know, it's great that he's changed your life. I see the change in your life, and it's wonderful. But I'm sorry. It's not for me. And I would just keep on and on and on and on and on her. So this went on really for probably about 25 years, I was talking to her about God and Jesus. And one day, by then we were missionaries. I had two daughters. I was going back and forth to Mexico all the time, where we were living. And I'd come and see her in Newport Beach. And, you know, God said, Jennifer, I want you to stop talking to your mother about me. And I said, what? What, God? How? Why? Well, I'm not going to do that. She'll never get saved. You know, the main thing I wanted in my life was for her to get saved. That's more the main thing that I wanted. Mm-hmm. And I said, no, I can't do that. I can't stop talking to her about you, God. She'll never get saved. And he said, I want you to stop. It was so clear to me. I want you to stop. He doesn't say it in a loud voice. It's that still small voice that we all hear, the Holy Spirit, as Christians, you know, it's just in your head. You stop talking to her about me. And so I said, you know, after I heard it a few times, I said, fine, okay, I'll stop. Well, I stopped talking to her about Jesus. For 2 years, I did not say a word to my mother about Jesus. Mm-hmm. And our relationship improved because, you know, she would get annoyed at me that I was preaching to her all the time, and we'd get in arguments about it. There's a lot of strife about that. So I didn't speak to her for about 2 years about Jesus, and our relationship improved. We were getting along great. Everything was wonderful, wonderful. And then 2 years later, I was about to go back to Mexico in a couple of weeks, and I heard God speak to me very clearly, very plainly, Jennifer, I want you to start talking to your mother about me now. Mm. And I said, oh, God. I argued with God, and I believe it or not, I actually said no. I said, God, no, I'm not going to, because we're getting along so great. Everything's so wonderful with her. We have such a great relationship. No. And he goes, I want you to start talking about her again. And I said, okay, God, but I didn't do it. I didn't do it. Mm-hmm. And this lasted for about 2 weeks. And every time I'd see her, I'd hear him say, you know, Jennifer, you need to talk to your mom. And I would just ignore him. 2 weeks later, the night before I was leaving for back down to Mexico, we had had dinner. I was taking my girls. I was walking out. I was going to get on a 6 o'clock flight in the morning to get back to Mexico. And I was saying goodbye to her at the door. I wouldn't see her for months and months again. And I heard God actually scream at me. I mean, he yelled in my ear, Jennifer, turn around and tell your mother about me right now. And I went, whoa, okay. And I turned around and I just looked at her and I went, Mom. And she goes, I'm ready. And I said, what?
Wow.
And she goes, she said, I'm ready. And I said, you're ready? She goes, yes, to receive Jesus. And I said, oh, my God. I started crying, of course, sobbing.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Brings
tears to me now.
That's the God that we serve. And she said the sinner's prayer. And after that, it was for the next couple of years, she had that honeymoon like we all do when we get saved. And mm-hmm. God's answering all our prayers, and he's right there before we even need to ask. And she was praising him. It was amazing. So, yeah, that was my mom.
Awesome. Jennifer Wild, she is the founder and president of One God, One Day, One Africa. It's going to be a celebration that she's planning and praying about and asking people to come alongside her. It's going to be held May 28th through the 31st. She needs all kinds of help, and we are here to tell our listeners about it. So stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back with more from Jennifer right after these messages.
Most people dream of a white Christmas, but this year, John Thomas Jewelers is hoping for a snowy New Year's. If it snows just 1 inch or more on New Year's Day, your jewelry purchase this Christmas season is absolutely free. Tennis bracelets, earrings, even diamond engagement rings, you name it, it could all be free. For details and to see our amazing selection and prices, visit the store at 2440 Louisiana Boulevard Northeast on the third floor of the Lewis University building. This could be your very Merry Christmas indeed.
Since 1970, Albuquerque Christian Children's Home has been providing a loving Christian home environment for children who are homeless, hurting, or at risk through no fault of their own. We accept these children without regard for their race, religion, culture, or social status, and care for them without any cost to the family member or the state. Our goal is to always show them the love of God through the care and dedication of the ACCH staff. For more information, go to our website at acch4kids.org or call 898-5520. Since 1970, Albuquerque Christian Children's Home has been providing a safe, loving home for children who have had so little and need so much. We feed, clothe, house, and share God's love with the children who have been missing those necessities in their young lives. There's no charge for the care at ACCH, and children can stay with us as long as they need our help. You can help by making a secured, tax-deductible donation today at acchkids.org or by calling 898-5520. And thank you for blessing the children.
Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets, Matthew 7:12. Hello, Scott Simpkins from Petrie Buick GMC and Petrie Kia. That's one of my favorite verses. It reminds us how to treat others, to be kind, respectful, and honest, among other things. That's a core value at Petrie. We love helping customers and always do so in the same manner we would want to be treated. If you have any automotive needs, including service, I invite you to stop by Petrie Buick GMC or Petrie Kia on Eagle Ranch Road across from the Cottonwood Mall.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome back into the Power Ford Studios, Faith Family Ford, Power Ford. You're listening to ABQ Connect, and we have Jennifer Wild, the founder of One God, One Day, One Africa. It's a celebration that's going to take place May 28th through the 31st, 2020. She's planning and putting this all together, and Jennifer has a fascinating life. She was an actor, a producer, a model, and now she's a minister and an evangelist, and sounds like an administrator too, Jennifer. You got a lot on your plate.
I do. But you know what? With God, all things are possible. He does everything. I just kind of go along.
How about the team that's come alongside you? Tell us about the people that have joined you in the One God, One Day, One Africa celebration.
Well, we have a great team. Like I said before, our CEO is Siegfried Tomaszewski, and he was Reinhard Bonnke, who is actually, Reinhard was the biggest evangelist the world's ever seen. He has some crazy number, like 100 million salvations under his belt, believe it or not, in Africa. He worked in Africa. His Germany was there for, you know, like 50 years working in Africa, and his thing was always from Cape Town to Cairo. And so he's, you know, pretty much retired now. He's older. And, I think God is just fulfilling his vision through One God, One Day, One Africa. And Siegfried is our CEO and he was Reinhardt's for many, many years. We have wonderful directors, African directors, and each one of them, we have about seven of them in Africa. They put us together with the government officials, the leaders, the denominations, the heads of the bishops and churches and pastors and media, TBN, CBN, everyone over in Africa is on board. It's a huge thing over there. Presidents know about it. It's amazing what God is doing over there. The whole continent will be covered, and this is because with the gospel of Jesus Christ, when in May of 2020, and it is because of our boots on the ground, people we've partnered with. So our directors, Victor and Saeed and Marianne and William and John Darfo, and just the list goes on and on. I worked with Russell and Isaiah for years before I even met Siegfried. I was working and doing the miracle festivals in Africa. And
we want to mention to our listeners, Jennifer, that they can find out a lot more about this on your website at www.1GDA.org. So 1GDA.org. That correct?
Yes, that's right.
And
that's correct, and you can find everything.
So you can find out about your vision, how this came to you 36 years ago. You can find out who's endorsing the project, how people, for example, in Albuquerque, New Mexico, can support the project and maybe even get involved in helping with some of the evangelism. Is that right?
Absolutely. Oh, we're having smaller. We're having 10,000, minimum 10,000 evangelists over in Africa doing smaller outreaches. They're not the main outreaches in every country, but 10,000 evangelists all across Africa, you know, going on this weekend out and sharing the gospel. We're working with Global Outreach Day, which is, they've been doing this for many years. They're hoping to reach literally a billion people, in May of 2020, the same weekend. And they have a different strategy. They're not doing, miracle festivals, but it's one-on-one. They're encouraging and sharing with churches every single Christian to go out and talk to one person about Jesus Christ on that day, and they're hoping a billion people will hear about Jesus through Global Outreach Day. They're our partners. We're of course with them and with Youth with a Mission and with Operation Mobilization, with Global Media Outreach GMO, who's an online you know, they talk to people about Jesus in their own language all over the world.
Wow.
So there's so many people, even Saddleback is on board, Rick Warren. Oh, I mean, every denomination, even there's Catholic, born again Catholics on board. Mm-hmm. There's Baptists, there's non-denominational, everyone is on board. This is a unifying, thing. You know, this isn't me. I'm not doing this. This is, you know, you keep saying you and I cringe every time, Jennifer. I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
God just happened to give me the vision and that was it, you know. And the energy, he's given me energy. But no, you know, and the background to be able to try and get this together. But no, I'm not. It's the people who are doing this and all the different denominations coming together. I mean, you know, when we get to heaven, there's not going to be any denominations up there in heaven. We're all going to be Christians and we're all going to be worshiping God together as one body, the body of Christ. And one God, one day, one Africa is bringing the body of Christ together, all denominations. So that's what's really exciting.
You know, Jennifer, I have the fortunate job of being able to interview people from all over the world. And I just, yesterday, talked with a young lady who is a missionary in Albania. And she told me a quote. I always write down quotes because I love them in addition to counting on the Word of God. And here's one that she gave me. She said, "If you can explain what happened, God did not do it." And what I hear you describing is something that you can't explain. You cannot explain how all these people are coming together, how Jennifer's vision has now been born into something that's really happening, the media and the technology that's caught up since you had the vision 36 years ago. It's almost like it was designed just to help you do your evangelistic crusade on the continent of Africa.
You know, I get chills when you say that because I know it's the truth. You know, God knows the beginning, the end, and now. He knows every single thing that will ever, and he orchestrates it. He puts it all together. And what is God's heart? Yes, we want to do social things. We want to raise hundreds of millions of dollars for Africa, for education and medical and orphanages and everything that we could do. We would love to do that, you know. But, you know, the main thing in my heart has always been evangelism, getting people saved, because that's for eternity. That is for this world is going to pass away so fast, and it goes so fast. I'm old now. I mean, it goes so fast, and basically it's pretty meaningless. To me, the only thing that means anything is getting people into heaven. That's what God, and I think that's what God cares about. He wants people, he wants every single soul with him for eternity. He doesn't want anyone to go to hell. And we need to get the word out. And I think that's why, like you say, he did orchestrate all of this. He knew everything and how it would all work out. And it's all in his hands.
Jennifer Wild visiting with us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. We'll be back with more. One final segment with Jennifer. Stay with us.
In Colossians 2:7, God roots us and builds us up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Amen. Join me, Elaine at Ramos Real Estate, as we overflow with gratefulness to our Lord this Thanksgiving, and may God continue to strengthen you daily.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. If you're tired of the other guys, old school, hokey games, and cheesy sales tactics, then come experience something new school at Power Ford. Our approach is simple. We make it all about you. Every new vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty, complimentary maintenance, and roadside assistance. And we also guarantee that we'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico or put $1,000 cash in your pocket. Find your ride at mypowerford.com.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
Hi, this is Ava.
And this is Stella from Monroe's.
And this is Grandpa Miguel. And from my family to your family, we want to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving.
And be sure to come visit us at our new location on 4th and Mountain this December.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Taking it on the road for the Thanksgiving holiday? Don't forget the snacks.
Hi, Doug Chamberlain with the Samaritan Ministries Family Health Checkup. My wife and I love to travel, and when the kids were little, one thing we heard a lot on the road was, "I'm hungry." Well, rather than making frequent stops to buy snacks, we learned that packing our own healthy snacks was important for several reasons. First, it was both convenient and fun. We could reach for them right away, and we didn't have to make a special stop. Plus, we let the kids help us prepare and pack them. Next, it was cheap. Making our own snacks saved us money. And finally, it gave us control over our family's nutrition. We felt much better about handing our kids a low-sugar, high-protein snack that would carry them through to our destination. So, think ahead and make your own healthy snacks, and your holiday might just go a little smoother. For more, visit us on Facebook or at FamilyHealthCheckup.org.
With a biblical look at your money, here's Rob West.
You've finished school and you're ready to move out on your own and take on the world. But as a young adult, will you make smart financial decisions? Practicing biblical principles right from the start and making wise decisions pays off financially and spiritually down the road. For starters, trust God to provide and give Him first fruits with your tithe. Draw up a budget and stick to it. If you've just got your first credit card, treat it like a snake ready to bite you right in your financial future. You've got to live within your means. And start saving now, 10 to 15% of your income. Build up an emergency fund of 3 to 6 months of income. Do these things and you will be ready to take on the world.
And we can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you visit us online at moneywise.org, moneywise.org.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome back into ABQ Connect and our final segment with Jennifer Wild. She is the founder of One God, One Day, One Africa. It's going to be a celebration that will take place May 28th through the 31st, 2020. It's a gospel campaign that is the largest in the history of Africa and the whole continent. Jennifer, you mentioned that right now you've got some cooperation from government officials in almost every country, but there's a few left out. So I want to start this segment by saying, what countries do we need to pray for, break down those barriers so you can get in there?
Boy, you know, that is a good question. We have had commitments for almost all the countries, but they're not delegated yet. We are waiting to see who is coming before we assign what country. Some of them are taken, such as, you know, Mozambique. Heidi Baker is the very first person who came on board, and she has been working in Mozambique forever and ever and has her orphanage there and is starting her college there. So she's adopting Mozambique. Other people, you know, have been working in other countries, and of course they're going to take those countries where they have contacts and have been working with the churches and the government officials in those countries. So right now I can't tell you exactly what countries. You know, God knows. We can just pray for all the countries. You know, I would like to share that Egypt opened, which is a first. They've never allowed a gospel campaign, and never allowed a miracle festival in Egypt ever. And
wow.
They've opened the doors for One God, One Day, One Africa, which is beyond exciting. So,
well, give us your website one more time. People can go to the website and find out how to adopt a country, how to be involved financially, how to be someone that actually goes to Africa and participates in the ministry aspects. A lot they can glean from your website. What is that website?
That website is www.1, G as in God, D as in Day, A as in Africa.org. So number1gda.org.
Jennifer, you shared early in our interview this afternoon that from a pamphlet, you kind of recognize sin in your own life and the promise that pamphlet made that Jesus would forgive you of those sins. I wanted to share a story with you here just a few weeks ago. I attended a church service of a church that I hadn't been to for a long time in Albuquerque. And the pastor, really a good guy, really great heart, and has reached many, many thousands of people in the community for Christ, does a lot of things to minister to the physical needs of people. I mean, he just does a lot of amazing things. But he started off his sermon by saying, the number one thing is that we be obedient to the Word of God. And I looked to my friend with me and I said, you know what? That's really not the number one thing. The number one thing is that we recognize that Jesus died on the cross and has already forgiven us our sins.
Yeah.
And there's a gift sitting on the table right in front of you that is that forgiveness. And as you described, all you have to do is receive it. Isn't that the number one thing?
That is the number one thing. There's no question about it. The two people who were on the cross next to Jesus when he died, they had never read a Bible. They had never set foot in a synagogue or a church, or they were murderers. They were horrible, horrible, evil people. And one of them said, you know, I believe that you are God. And Jesus said, today you will be with me in paradise. I mean, he was not religious. So it comes down to, you have to, you know, people want to clean up their lives before they come to God. A lot of them say, oh, you know, I'll do it. But you don't know how long you have. You don't know when that time will be. You could get hit by a car. You could have a heart attack. You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do it now and let God clean up your life. He's the one who does that. You know, we were going to talk a little bit about what's going on in America and how far America has come away from God. And, you know, if you read the Word of God, you know what happens. You know the end of the story. We need to be about God's business, and we need to know that time is short and that we need to get the Word out and that the Lord is coming back soon. He is coming. All the signs are out there. Signs are everywhere, everywhere, all over the world. You can read and you can relate them to Revelation, what God says in his word and what has happened and what is happening. And the world needs to wake up. We need to wake up. We cannot be sleeping as Christians right now. We need to wake up and get and be about his business and do whatever it is that he calls us to do. Yes, it is important. The most important thing is, of course, to be saved and to believe and receive. That's the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to, we do also need to be obedient. We can't sit back in our lazy boys and watching TV and think, oh, you know, I'm a Christian, everything's good, the word Jesus is coming back. We need to be doing something, whatever it is, you know, go volunteer at your church to do the children's ministry or to do the parking lot ministry or to, you know, it doesn't matter. Just be doing something to serve God. That's what he will be pleased. Yeah, you can get in by the, you know, you can get in smoking, like they like to say. You'll get into heaven if you believe. Yeah, but you'll get in with the smoking, you know, the barely missing those flames. But you want to get in and you want a crown of righteousness. You want to hear those words, well done, good and faithful servant. I think all of us want to hear those words. And for eternity, having people say, thank you, thank you, thank you for talking to me, for sharing about Jesus, for working at the church and being there and being a part of the body of Christ. Thank you. I mean, that you'll hear that for eternity.
Yes.
The stuff we're doing now is just going to pass away.
Jennifer, one last question. To do evangelism, to minister to people, to tell them about Jesus, do you have to have a perfect life?
Oh, my goodness. No, you do not. The quick answer to that is absolutely not. You know what? Nobody is perfect. Not one person, not even Mother Teresa, not Billy Graham, not one person in the that you look up to on the face. You're not your pastor. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Yeah.
But nobody is perfect, and we will not be perfect until we get to heaven. So God sees and he knows we just need to be trying. We just need to, when we fall, he knows we're going to fall. Pick yourself up again. Just pick yourself up and continue on with God. He will forgive you. Don't let the enemy beat you down and say, oh, you did that. Oh, God doesn't love you. That is a lie from the pit of hell. Rebuke him, you know, and he will flee. Tell him to get out. Just go in the name of Jesus, the name above all names. And he has to go. The enemy has to go, and those demons have to go. You know, I can tell you so many stories. I could tell you story after story about what God did in my life and how he changed my life. I was smoking pot for years. I had been smoking pot for probably 15 years when I got saved. No, not 15. It was, let's see. It was, I got saved at 25. And I started when I was 14 years old. So 11 years I had been smoking pot, was completely addicted. And you know, God, and then I got saved and I didn't stop smoking. I didn't know that it was an affliction, a demonic affliction. I didn't know that. And I didn't know what to do. And one time I went to church too, and they said, you know, anything you have in your life, we're going to pray for it. And I heard a battle in my head. Stand up, have prayer for that pot, that marijuana. Then the enemy saying, you can't stand up in church. What is wrong with you? These are holy people. What would they think? And the enemy, he won out. And as I was leaving, this lady came up. Her name was Barbara. I'll never forget her. And she said, Jennifer, hi, you're new here. Welcome. And she talked small talk. And then she said, you know, the Lord is telling me you need prayer for something, Jennifer. And I said, tell her, the pot, tell her. You know, the Holy Spirit was speaking. And then the enemy is saying, no, you can't tell her. And I lied straight to her face. And I said, nope, I'm fine. Nothing wrong with me. Everything fine here. And she kept talking a few minutes. And then she again spoke up and said, well, you know, Jennifer, the Lord is telling me that you really need prayer for something, honey. Do you know what that might be? And I lied straight to her face a second time, and I said, nope, I'm fine. I don't need prayer for anything. I'm fine with this battle going on in my head. Tell her. No. The third time she said it, she did not give up. She said, well, I am so sorry to say this a third time, but, you know, I know you need prayer. And I just, you know what, it was like she wouldn't give up. I said, well, I smoke pot. And she said, well, that's okay, honey. We're going to just pray for that right now. And she called over her husband, and he came over, and they laid hands on me, and they started speaking in tongues, and I thought they were out of their minds, crazy people. I had never heard it before. And as God is my witness, I felt something, that demonic spirit of marijuana, go up and out, up through my stomach and out through my mouth, and I had no desire. I was completely addicted when I went in there for years and years. And this was about even a few years after I had become a Christian, I was still smoking that pot. And yep, it left. And I never smoked it again, ever, and had no desire.
Jennifer, you have made it so that none of us have to have coffee this afternoon because we're so energized by you. Thank you so much for the time you spent us this afternoon. And we'll be praying for one day, one God, one Africa. And we are amazed at everything going on. Give us your website one more time, how people can get in touch with you. And we'll have to call it an afternoon because we're about out of time. Give us your website if you would.
Oh, sure. It's www.1G as in God, D as in day, A as in Africa.org. So number1GDA.org.
Thank you, Jennifer Wild, and thank you for joining us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. We'll see you next time.
ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.